99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
All right, this is going to take some preparation, so I want to toss it out here now on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly?
Okay.
So in a couple hours, I want to play a little game with you called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. So what?
Oh, this sounds fun.
Yeah, so, as we are approaching the holiday weekend, I know there's going to be a lot of drinks flowing, but what I would like are for listeners to shoot us a voice memo on the text line, okay? Or you can always call. But give us a situation where you did something dumb. And then what I want to know and what you're going to guess is whether or not that dumb situation was the result of them being a little kid or a drunk adult.
Okay. I feel like going to be way more difficult than what you think it might be.
Yeah. So, like, I maybe, like, for an example, if I were to give you an example from my own personal life, I got mad at a friend and punched him in the face, then ran away.
Okay. Which was really could go either way. Yep. I mean, I know the answer, but it could go either way when you say it like that.
Yeah. Was I a little kid or was I a drunk adult? And so that's how it's going to go. I'll just tell you right now the answer. I was a little kid. I was maybe in kindergarten and popped my friend in the mouth because I was upset at something. And then I got scared of the repercussions. And so I was like, peace, deuces, I'm leaving. And so I ran away. And there was a hunt for me. And my mom, I think they eventually found me walking down the street. And
I would think they eventually found you because your life turned out okay.
Yeah, I was going to say they did eventually find me. Okay, so anyways, I say that now because it's going to take several, examples from you all to make this work in a couple hours. All right. A couple hours. We'll do that here on 99.7 DJX leading into the holiday weekend. So boom, boom, boom. We're going to have fun with this. All right.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep. A little bit later on here this morning on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. July 1st, 4th of July, this Sunday. A few more things to look forward to this month. NBA Finals, week away. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is on the 13th. Black Widow and the new Space Jam sequel both come out this month. I don't know if that's your jam. Black Widow's what? A Marvel thing, isn't it? Or is that DC Comics? I don't know. Why do you give me the disapproving
sigh? I'm going
sigh?
To let you figure that out, sir.
I don't know. I just want you to tell me.
Because if you can't tell by now that Black Widow is Marvel,
okay,
I'm
Marvel.
Not sure we can speak any longer.
Okay, it's Marvel. All right, that's what I thought. That was my first guess,
uh-huh.
Right? That was my first guess.
Uh-huh.
And then the Summer Olympics kick off on July 23rd. So some stuff to look forward to this month. Including Marvel's latest Black
there
Widow.
There you go. There it is.
So
yeah,
excited.
See, you almost sounded like you knew what you were talking
so
about.
So excited.
Almost.
So excited for Marvel's Black Widow to come out. Coming up next, it's a feel-good story. What are you working on, Kelly?
Officer in New York sprung into action when a six-week-old infant was not breathing.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you are headed somewhere this holiday weekend, 4th of July weekend, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to get a jump on the traffic. You already missed your optimum window, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
dang.
I know. AAA put out a list of the worst times to travel this weekend, and you should have started your travel yesterday.
Listen, most people don't like have time off until like going into the holiday weekend.
Right. So this afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, and even on Saturday, roads are going to be crammed in the middle of the day, like between 11 and 1 o'clock, like around lunchtime or so. So coming back, though, again, Saturday evening, Sunday, that is the best time actually on 4th of July to travel is Sunday. And then early Monday morning. So, all right.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so if you're wanting to get away this weekend, you already missed your optimum time to do it. So
that's fantastic news. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. So sorry. Ben DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, kind of a big story yesterday as former comedian and Cosby Show guy, Bill Cosby, a free man after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his sexual assault conviction on what basically amounted to a technicality. He tweeted, "I have never changed my stance nor my story. I've always maintained my innocence." His lawyers, along with Bill outside the courthouse, spoke on behalf of him, saying,
"And I want to say this about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They demonstrated that they were impervious to the court of public opinion, which, frankly, the lower courts were not."
Okay. There were a lot of people who did not support this opinion verdict. There was one woman, though, who had his back, and that was Felicia Rashad. You might remember her, right?
Really? Well, yeah, she played his wife on The Cosby Show for years.
Yeah, she said, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." So he is a free man. Big story yesterday, 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, more crime, more setting the bar. And this is one of those things where never want to say, hey, you got away with something. Let's leave it at that. But this person was so amazed they got away with something, they did something about it. And now are the subject of our setting the bar story.
Oh, man. Just leave well enough alone.
You got away with it.
Okay.
So that coming up in just a few minutes. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Kelly K, someone says, hey, what's a setting the bar story? What do you tell them?
I'll say, hey, that's a little hurdle we're confident you can jump over and still have a success for your day. Despite anything else going right, that's going to be your win.
Yeah, so we do these daily for you. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling the police to ask why you haven't been arrested yet, you're doing okay.
Okay, I'm going to need the backstory on this one.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here. 62-year-old dude out of Wyoming called 911 last Thursday. Asked, hey, why am I not arrested? Said his house was raided. He had some drugs. And yet he was not hauled into the station. Valid question, right?
What gives? Guys, I'm sitting here being a criminal. What's up? Are you going to do your jobs or what?
Yeah, valid question he had there. Thing was, the police never raided his house. And they never even planned on it.
Oopsies.
He just imagined the entire thing while on drugs. Oh. By the way, stay off drugs, kids.
Oh, wow, drugs are bad. Oh, no.
So that little phone call put the guy on the radar of the police. So they're like, oh, we'll just go check it out. Found
you
him.
Know what? Thank you, sir, for letting us know about that. You are correct. We will be right out.
Yep. And hey, look, one thing leads to another. Dude's arrested. So, you know, I don't ever want to say, hey, you know, it's good that you got away with something. But this guy didn't even get away with something. He just thought he had got away with something because he was on drugs and he imagined the whole thing.
Wow. Can you? Well, he did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just, wow, this is a very amazing, excellent example of kids don't do drugs. Because, listen, he was, like, not even on their radar.
Nope.
Now totally on their radar.
So, as you make your way through today, you may get a parking ticket, you may stub your toe. But if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the police to ask them why you haven't been arrested yet, you're doing okay.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, and the officers are like, thank you. In fact, we would like to put out a call to anyone else that is breaking the law to go ahead and call us and ask us why we're not there yet. That would really make our jobs a lot easier.
That is setting the bar. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I really feel like we're not getting the whole Britney Spears story. Like, we're hearing one side of it. We're not hearing the other side because what's the latest? The latest was the judge.
Her lawyer had filed, finally, to have her dad removed from the conservatorship. There is also paperwork in the works to end the conservatorship, but a judge just denied removing her father.
Yeah, so she wasn't looking to oust her other co-conservator, right? Jody Montgomery, I think her name was.
Yeah. Because, you know, yesterday we kind of put up that yes, the lawyer was finally preparing the paperwork to end the conservatorship.
Yeah.
And so, but I guess they had filed paperwork before that that would, you know, remove her dad as co-conservator. The judge just denied that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of he said, she said, because her dad, Jamie, claims that, you know, especially when it came out that she has to have an IUD, you know, a form of birth control, and she is controlled as to how much time she spends with her boyfriend and all that stuff. Now, he is saying that he's not in control of things like that, that would be her other co-conservator that is writing that into the thing, which her co-conservator, Jody Montgomery, is saying, no, no, I don't. I have to follow a code of ethics, and I, you know, unlike family members who serve as conservators, so things like right to marry and family planning are unaffected by the work that she does, according to the other co-conservator. So, like, man, there's just a bunch of, I know, it's just like,
there's so many details.
Yeah, and so that's why I said I don't think we're hearing the entire thing, and there's a reason why she's been.
It's been 13 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there have been a lot of people who've made a lot of money.
Also, some stories out there maybe talking about the fact that the birth control is a necessity because of the mental health drugs that she's on that could cause, like, birth defects and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of other underlying stories out there that might explain why some of these restrictions are in place. But again, like you said, without being a part of her family,
right,
without being a part of these, you know, court hearings, without knowing the lawyers, without knowing all of the intimate details, yeah, we're not going to know the full, true, real story. All we have is what she said in court last week,
right,
which, you know, leads everyone to think, okay, maybe this was as bad as everyone was thinking.
Yeah.
But then you do have the courts and doctors who've been working with her for 13 years that kind of have their version. So, yeah, I think there's probably some truth to both sides.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. But yeah, we're not hearing both sides. So it's just kind of the one-sided whole viewpoint on it, which is interesting. So
it's tough because I think, you know, we all figured out that Brittany, you know, spoke on her own behalf for the first time last week, and she's obviously kind of really frustrated and done with the way that she's had to live.
For sure.
Now, looking at everything she went through early on when this whole thing got started, I feel like, you know, there was reason to maybe put it in place. You know, the people of her level of fame deal with things that the most of us can't understand.
You know? And never will.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we'll keep following it and we'll let you know when we find out, you know, more. But fascinating story that has just been evolving over the past several months. Just took its newest turn with a judge denying that request to remove her father as co-conservator. All right. Feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
So 42-year-old Ben Lavelle had never climbed a mountain. And in 2017, he had to have his right leg amputated due to a blood clot.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So because of the strain on his leg, he can only walk about 20 minutes. That covers about a mile before he's got to take off his prosthetic and rest before he can start going again.
I get that.
Well, he just scaled three of England's highest peaks.
Dang.
The first one took him about 7 hours. Uh-huh. The second, he did in 9 hours. Third, another 11 hours of climbing.
Do you know how tall these peaks were?
I'm not sure. It didn't really say, but he is a dad of two, and he was raising a bunch of money to pay for kids with prosthetic limbs to join his fitness boot camp and retreat called Amp Camp.
Oh, okay.
He said, you know, I was in a lot of pain doing all this, but it's a mental thing. You just got to get past it. So, you know, after he had his amputation 4 years ago, you know, he went through a lot of things, anxiety, depression.
Yeah.
But now he goes to the gym 5 or 6 times a week.
Wow.
And in the past few years, he did a sponsored 13-mile walk around a reservoir on crutches. And he even did a 15,000-foot parachute jump.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So he's, you know, he went from, you know, obviously the devastation of having to lose your leg to now getting on the other side of that and realizing I am still capable of so much.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story. We'll tweet it out. You can read more about him. Super inspiring at Ben and Kelly Show.
Man, love that story. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour here at about 15 after the hour on DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so at the root of it, he wants you to side with him and prove a point to his wife.
See, now, when we get thrust into the middle of a marital dispute and we have to pick sides, I get nervous.
Yeah, especially when you hear what it's about.
Uh-oh.
So, group therapy coming up. You know, one of the big things couples fight about. I mean, when you think about the big three, sex, money, kids, right? That's okay. That's kind of the big three. Then
I think money is the biggest thing.
Then there's the like milestones in your relationship. There's quality time. There's chores. There's your in-laws. There's jealousy. There's all sorts of other little things that add in and feed into, you know, the dynamic of a relationship. So he wants to basically come on our show and have everyone side with him.
Which I feel like just in and of itself is probably not great, because if I'm his wife and I'm hearing him on the radio trying to like get everybody on his side, I'm going to be a little mad about that. I got to be honest.
So what, and I will say that his thought process on one of those things I just mentioned are where we're going with this.
Okay. Just looking at it, you being a guy, a husband in a relationship, do you think, do you predict that he's going to have a lot of support?
I don't think he's going to get the response he thinks.
Okay. Now, we've been wrong before.
We have.
Like, we thought, like, 100%, oh, everyone's going to be like, no, they're going to be on this. This is the answer they're going to all give. And then they don't. And then we're all like, oh.
I think there's going to be some differing opinions, but I don't think he's going to get the overwhelming support he's thinking he deserves.
Okay. So he totally thinks, you know, listen, I am right. This is cut and dry. And I need to prove that to my wife by going to you guys.
Yeah. So let me get him on the phone real quick, and we'll talk to him coming up here next in your group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Because sometimes you just can't ask your wife, because that's who you're trying to convince.
Okay.
You come to us. Send us a note. We'll give you a call. Let you work everything out. Let our listeners chime in, too. It's a win-win situation for everyone involved.
Maybe.
Yep. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So at your request, we're not going to say your name, but will you walk us through what you sent us? And thank you again for allowing us to actually call you about it.
Yeah, no problem. So, okay. So the only reason I'm talking to you all about this is because I want to prove something to my wife.
Okay.
You see, my wife insists that we split our housework 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks it's sexist of me to resist that. So.
All right.
Before your listeners jump on my case for this, here's why.
All right, I was going to ask you that.
Okay. So I do way more than 50% of a lot of other things.
Okay. Like what?
Like I work longer hours, I make more money, I spend less money. Like I spend way more time with her family than she spends with mine.
Okay.
So we both like work out of the house, but if we're comparing our real jobs, I win. My issue is, since all the other stuff isn't evenly distributed, I think it's unfair for the housework to be one thing that gets split 50-50.
Okay. And she disagrees with this.
Yeah, she disagrees and calls me sexist.
Okay, so what can we do for you?
So I want everyone to tell her I'm not crazy and that housework doesn't have to be split evenly, especially when things like earning money and doing stuff outside of the home are not even. So, yeah, so I appreciate you all and your listeners and want your advice.
Okay.
I want you to tell, not even advice, I want you to tell her that she's crazy.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I mean, chores is one of those topics and things that I think are an area of argument and a source of conflict for a lot of relationships.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's really it. I just want people to agree, which they will, and yeah.
All right. appreciate it. I guess hang out, and we've already got people texting in, 502-571-9970, and we'll let you know what to say.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
You are way better at being diplomatic about these sorts of things. I feel like his fatal flaw in the way he presented his case is that he's kind of keeping score and assigning points as to, well, I do this more and I do this more and I win. He said win.
You're right. You know what? I glazed over that when he said that. So thanks for
that was the biggest thing that stuck out in my mind, is that he's kind of made this a competition and feels as though he's earned doing less housework because his job, his salary, mm-hmm. his longer work hours mm-hmm. makes him win that little competition. And I'm going to go ahead and put out there, maybe we don't approach a marriage as a competition okay. as to what we're bringing or doing for the marriage.
Okay, so we're just going to open up our arms and our phone lines and just let all the floodgates open and just overwhelming support of him yeah. and our listener, and tell his wife to listen. Okay. He works really hard and he works long hours and he should be able to come home and just hang out.
Before you attack Ben as well, he is paraphrasing what we just heard, like his case. Okay. He's paraphrasing. And I would just like to maybe offer that in trying to pitch your case for this particular issue, that we don't make things in the marriage a competition.
All right. I want to pause right now because we have probably 150 text messages that literally came in the past 30 seconds. Our phone lines are jammed. So I'm assuming it's just overwhelming support, right? So
everybody.
Let's pause for a hot sec. We'll come back with what you got to say here in just a minute. It's group therapy.
Oh, brace yourself.
On 99.7 DJX. Okay, I don't think our listener is really going to get a whole lot of support here on group therapy on 99.7 DJX. He had this to say.
So I want everyone to tell her I'm not crazy and that housework doesn't have to be split evenly, especially when things like earning money and doing stuff outside of the home are not even.
Okay. So his beef is that she wants house chores, you know, household chores to be 50-50. He says, I earn more money. Don't need to.
Will texted in and said one word, bruh.
Bruh.
And Julie on Facebook said, why is this even asked? Of course it should be 50-50. Marriage is a team effort. You need to stop keeping tabs.
Yeah.
Christy also kind of said something similar. So I prefer to do the housework because my OCD won't allow others to do it. So if and when I need help, I get it with no hesitation. My husband works in a warehouse, a hot, muggy warehouse. Mm-hmm. I work at home, so I don't expect him to come home and do the housework because his day is harder than mine.
Yeah.
I would never expect him to do 50% of the housework when he physically works harder and in worse conditions every day. So I can see his views. However, saying he makes more and spends less is not a valid reason to not want to contribute.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to get to everybody who's commenting on this. And I've been kind of really trying to sift through and see if there's anybody who has valid points in his favor. Brandon texts in and says, hey, I get what he's saying about housework. Back in 2019, I worked a lot more than her every day. I did everything from throw out the trash to do the dishes and a lot more. And she didn't really do anything even on her days off. So he kind of gets that frustration, I think.
I think Kimberly really has a good point about maybe how to approach this a little bit better with her. She said, so before my husband and I got married, we sat down with a reverend, a longtime friend of my grandmother. Mm-hmm. Basically, we had a chat to be sure we were ready for marriage. In that conversation, he asked how we split household chores, basically assessing each other's stances on who should do what. He said, everybody's asked about this because everyone gets raised differently.
Yeah.
He used himself and his wife as an example. He grew up in a household where his mother always took the trash out, but his wife grew up in a household where it was her father's responsibility. They hadn't discussed things like that. So when the trash was piling up, they argued, saying it was his job, and then he said it was her job, and vice versa. So you just need to calmly sit down, discuss each of your points of view, and come to a compromise. So maybe, you know, you kind of each are in charge of certain tasks. Maybe you switch off cooking, stuff like that. But I thought that was a really good point of view on that.
Mm-hmm. All right. He calls our show a lot and offers up his advice. He's our resident love doctor, Andrew the Love Doctor.
What is this guy drinking? the last time I checked, marriage relationships, whatever, 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, it's not always going to be the same. And I'm telling him right now, when did he start keeping score? And why does it matter that he makes more money? Who cares? There'll be times that maybe he does more and then she does more, or they split it down the middle, which is fine. But I mean, that's what a relationship is about. It's give and take.
Man.
And if he's keeping score every time he feels like he does something for her, then he's in the, man, you got a rude awakening coming to him, my friend.
Well, Andrew, the Love Doctor, thank you for pointing out, I think, what we're all thinking.
The obvious. Keep on loving.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Bye.
Yeah, Tara writes in on Facebook, she's preparing you for when you're divorced. Better do them dishes.
Yep, Natalie was like, well, when she leaves, you'll be doing 100% of the housework.
Yeah, exactly. Man.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people pointed out, too, like, do you have kids? If and when you do have kids, you know, how are you going to view that work?
Mm.
Is that going to be like all of her responsibility because she birthed the children?
Yeah.
Like, what's your viewpoint on all that?
Are you going to be like a dad like Will Smith and Kevin Hart where you're bragging that I don't change diapers?
I mean, these are things that you need to sit down. And again, the bottom line is stop keeping tags or keeping score of what you're doing versus what she's doing and making it like, hey, I'm doing more for the marriage than you are.
Yeah, that's an unhealthy approach, I think, to your relationship.
Because she's going to feel like she's always being graded on her contributions, you know? You don't want anyone to feel like they're under the microscope 100% of the time by their spouse.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think we're all kind of saying the same thing here. And sorry, man, I don't think we're saying what you wanted to hear.
No, he wanted us to say, yep, you're right. Team husband.
Team husband,
we're not saying that.
Yeah, you earn more. You deserve to do less chores. Yeah, I thought this would happen.
You know what? I honestly think like professional therapy can maybe help him view this situation a little differently. Like they need to sit down. He needs like a third party to sit down and kind of help him see and understand that, you know, kind of assessing their conscience. It's almost like a job review that he's giving his wife, and he needs to not do that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. If you think, if you side with him or you think we missed the mark or whatever, you can always post up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. And hey, you know what? I'd love for you to follow back up with us. Tell us how it all works out. And yeah, let us know if we helped your situation. Okay.
Okay, I think we did.
but not
the way he thought.
I know, that's group therapy. So I want to try something new right now. And I asked at the beginning of the show for you to text in like voice notes or messages of awkward scenarios you found yourself in. And then we would guess, and I pose them to Kelly, as to whether or not you were a drunk adult or a kid.
I'm ready.
All right, so for example, Lindsay texted in. Said, jumped off a 4-foot ledge, thinking you could fly and landing not on your feet. Drunk adult or little kid?
Oh, I feel like that was a little kid. I used to think I could fly as a little kid.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Lindsay was a drunk adult.
No. I knew this game was going to be harder than I thought.
Okay. Let's get to some audio here real quick, too, from a listener who texted in.
I got in trouble for going in the back of McDonald's where they make all their food, and I started making my own version of the Big Mac.
Oh, okay. So she went...
Okay, that's a drunk adult, right?
She went in the back to start making her own food at McDonald's. Drunk adult or little kid? You said...
I said drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay.
Okay, so I was just a really hungry little kid, and apparently my babysitter just wasn't watching me. I basically just walked right into the back of a McDonald's and started grabbing whatever I could reach off the counter. Like,
the restaurant manager
ended up coming out and not only kicked out me, but my babysitter and my other little sister. Needless to say, my mom never had that babysitter watch us again after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. I am 0-2.
You are 0-2.
In this game so far.
All right. Little kid. These are better than I could have even ever imagined.
That is amazing.
All right. We're playing little kid or drunk adult. Here's your next one.
Well, I caught my sleeping grandpa's jacket on fire.
Oh, okay. Sleeping.
Okay, that's a little kid.
Grandpa's.
That feels like a little kid.
Jacket on fire. You say little kid. Are you right?
I was a little kid. My grandpa could sleep through anything, including the fireworks show we were having in the backyard. Some of the adults went inside and thought a sleeping grandfather was satisfactory supervision for a six-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Long story short, I let off a Roman candle that I lost control of, blasting fireball onto my sleeping grandpa, and he hadn't moved that fast in about 50 years.
Wow!
Oh, my gosh. He legit set grandpa on fire.
Grandpa's on fire, guys. Grandpa's on fire.
Dang.
Grandpa's on fire.
Oh, this game's fun.
Okay. I've got two
more. I'm glad Grandpa's okay, by the way.
Yeah. I got two more. Is that good?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can play it another day because this is so good. All right. Little kid or drunk adult?
Well, I got yelled at because I deliberately farted in the cat's face.
Deliberately farted in the cat's face.
That's a drunk adult.
Drunk adult, little kid. What'd she say?
I was a drunk adult. Okay, look, my friends and I were trying to do this whole viral, stupid, like, drunk challenge or whatever. So long story short, I farted in my sister's cat face on purpose, and then got yelled at by her and her boyfriend, a.k.a. Cat Daddy. We put the video up on social media and got immediate hate for it, so we had to take it down.
Oh, my gosh. All right, that's
well,
great.
Yeah, you got to put that up on social media for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm making a bit of a comeback.
Yeah.
I'm 2-4.
Yeah. All right. Last one in drunk adult or little kid.
So, I dumped a whole bottle of baby powder into a box fan once and covered like 12 people that were coming out of a pool.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Baby powder box fan.
I hope that was a kid. He was a kid.
All right. So, little kid or drunk adult.
Here's what happened. I was a little kid at summer camp.
There you go.
And I thought it was going to be funny. And I actually got kicked out of summer camp because of that. And they called my mother, who was furious. And it was my first week of school. And my mother actually grounded me for the entire summer.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
Oh, got kicked out of camp. Well, okay. That's not good.
Thank you to everyone who helped make this game a success.
You know, back in the day, in the moment, if you would have thought, you know what, someday this is going to make an amazing story on the radio, maybe his mom wouldn't have been so harsh.
Right. And there you have it. Little kid or drunk adult on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Yep, Liv, right on it. She said, hey, since you mentioned jumping on the train, you got to play Come On Ride the Train, Quad City DJs. Okay. I mean, this is the only version I have. I think it's Jock Jams, what, one? Something like that? okay, so enjoy the audio journey back into time with Throwback Thursday. Here we go. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist. Samantha rolls in. Need a little holla back girl, Gwen Stefani. Oh, yeah, we can pull that up.
That's valid.
Valid here on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Man, y'all are pulling out some gems this morning.
Yeah, we haven't heard of a lot of these for a while, and I love it.
Yeah, sometimes go a little too deep in our archives, so appreciate the calls, though, and the text. Laura rolls in, hey, get my good day going, play some Akon. A couple more days till the weekend, kick it off with a cold one and your favorite bartender. Thanks for all your servers and bartenders.
That's right. Get back in the bars. Make some bad decisions.
And then tell us about it the next day.
Yes, please do.
That's what makes it all fun. All right. Throwback Thursday.
When I see you, I run out of words. Beautiful.
99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up our playlist.
So Roxanne is referencing our group therapy today. She says, in honor of housework, from the windows to the walls.
Gotta do those chores. He's talking about chores, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So. All right, Throwback Thursday.
369.
Definitely about cleaning. That's right, to the windows, to the walls. Yeah, you got to get them all. Spick and span. Throwback Thursday, and I don't think I'll break Throwback Thursday if I play this.
You don't think?
I do. But do you remember Nelly did a song with Florida Georgia Line before?
Do you remember that?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, that kind of twang, we love it, right?
Derek just says, redeem yourself, Ben. Listen, it's your show. We're just pushing buttons. That's all we're doing.
You know what, Angela says, TBT on my way to work this morning. Shout out to the nurses at Baptist Louisville.
All right. Were you going to get to the one in honor of our guy last hour?
Yep. Work.
Yes, several people suggested this. Deep cut from Rihanna on 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Robin says, hey, is the house divided this morning via tweet? John wants to hear Bruno Mars. Maggie requests Spice Girls. Hashtag TBT.
So now we have to pick a winner.
This is the closest one. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, throw back Thursday. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Man, we are going all sorts of different places. Again, there is a work theme, definitely. With the
For sure.
The texts that are rolling in. Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh.
And Brittany.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No Brittany.
I mean, just tell them. Tell them how it is, Brittany. Come on.
Do those dishes. You want a hot body? You want a
Bugatti? What do you got to do? You want a Maserati? Tell them, Brittany. You better work. All right, Throwback Thursday. You want a Lamborghini? 99.7 JX. I like some of the random texts that you send accidentally to us. Like Cody, who has to reply to his text to us and say, sorry, sent this to the wrong place. Because he says, I'm still on the, Kool-Aid man thing, LOL.
I love it.
That just made me lightheaded. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Got
Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Amy said, bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. It's my child's favorite song. Bad parent?
That's great.
Nah. Hella cool parent.
Oh, wait. Hang on a second. I think I played the wrong bubble song. Oh, this is bubbly. Hang on a second.
What? This is
not
anywhere close. What are you doing? You're breaking TBT.
Stop it. Hang on. Call me Kale. You're going to have to shut up. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Because every time I see you,
oh, God. The longer it goes, the worse it is.
The tingles in a silly place. Starts on my toes and I creep
off the train. The train's off the track. What is happening?
Emily, Amy, great choice, by the way. Great choice.
No, this is not anywhere close to what she was saying.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. I don't think we have that song. So can I do this instead?
Oh, this is a suitable substitution. Sure, Mr. Booty.
Is it?
This will be a new one.
I don't think that's the favorite song, though. Booty, Throwback Thursday. Aaron writes in, my kid loves Miss New Booty. We sing it while changing diapers.
That is amazing.
Hashtag
yes, best mom ever.
Best mom ever. There it is. Love it. Love it.
Oh my gosh.
Kim says, hey, what about that work song by Fifth Harmony? Is that eligible yet? Hey, check the year on that.
From home?
I think it is.
Oh gosh.
6 years
Seriously?
Old? Because she says, much better than these other work songs, LOL. Oh, gosh, Kim.
Goodness.
Throwing some shade at Britney and Rihanna? That's bold. I mean, that's pretty bold. Throwback Thursday. All right, I apologize. This was ineligible, but we let it roll anyways.
Uh-oh.
It's only 5 years old, according to Google, right?
Got to be at least six.
Yeah,
according
six,
to our rules.
Six
and
is our
rule.
Yep, our rules.
Now, Gabe, listen, I'm looking back deep into our text history with Gabe.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a wheelhouse. He likes My Chemical Romance, Avicii, One Republic. Today, he wants to hear Capital City, Safe and Sound.
Okay,
can we deliver?
Yeah, let's do that. That's 10 years old. Up tempo.
Absolutely. There you go, Gabe.
Gabe, we got you, buddy. We may have never come through with your request before, but that is changing right now on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday. I could lift you up. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song. That's not how we roll. We just give you the tip, because sometimes that's a refreshing change.
Absolutely.
Just the
now,
tip.
Now, Scott is saying we need some Blue Man Group. Does he mean Eiffel 65?
Well, we don't play Blue Man Group, so I can do Eiffel 65, though.
All right, that'll work. That's probably what he meant.
Okay, probably.
About a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm
blue. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 JX. Laura texts in, says, my last TBT working from home, and it's fire! Starting next week, I have to low-key chair dance today. No holds barred. Love it.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that?
It's barred. Love
shake
it.
That thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Hannah better shake that thing. Yeah, Donna, Jordy and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Just shake that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, just keep swinging it. Get jiggy. Ignite my flame. Get a call.
I'm coming back Thursday on 99.7 EJX. Kind of a work theme today. Amanda tweets in, says, hey, how about Pussycat Dolls Buttons? Sort of follows the work theme, doesn't it? Does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, little mama, you looking good. I see you want to play with a player.
I mean, that is work right there.
Is it?
Loosening up buttons, especially when they're kind of tight. And yeah, it takes work.
All right.
A lot harder than snaps.
Not at all like the housework we were talking about.
Not at all.
Therapy.
No.
But you know what? Our standards are loose.
Every week.
Like, hey, shout out to Chris at Vision Dynamic. Thanks for listening. I mean, we're not going to play your song, but we love that you're here consistently.
I'd like to think that someday Chris and the crew over there will just buy some advertising rather than trying to get on the radio.
Why? They keep getting the milk for free. They're never buying the cow.
We're going to cut you off.
Now listen, we do have some feedback. Remember the competition we had? There were two songs tossed out, and we had to pick a winner.
Oh, what was it? It was Spice Girls or Bruno Mars, I believe, right?
Yes. Bruno Mars lost. Well, turns out that we got a picture of the loser's reaction, and he is adorable.
Aww.
His name is John. He is a cutie patootie. He was not pleased, though, that he did not win that competition.
Spice Girls was not his jam, but you know what?
Nope.
Hey, every week we do this from about 8:30 to about 9, throwing it back to songs you haven't heard in a while, back to back to back to back. Next week, you have an opportunity to win every day $1,000. So we're just going to throw some money at you. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You'd mentioned money, but I don't think you said how much. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know who we had to rob to give you that, but we are giving you that opportunity beginning at 7 on Monday here.
Listen,
on...
Listen, what do we say? Don't ask how the sausage is made.
Never ask.
Just enjoy the sausage.
How the sausage is made. It's 99.7 DJX's All Access Summer. Hey, Missy!
I need Kelly K to know that Ryan Reynolds is on TikTok.
Did he jump on?
He jumped on. It was on my page last night, and I was like, wait, what? And so then I went, and he's made 3 TikToks right now. So I'm just saying, Kel, you get on the TikTok.
Okay.
Nope, I got it. I'm on it. So many people tagged me last night on it. So, of course, I put it up on our website. And really, the only thing the article says is Ryan Reynolds is on TikTok. That's really all you need to know.
Yeah, and so one of his first posts, he just writes, I swear you'll be disappointed by this account, and I swear by All for One.
He's lip-syncing and recreating an iconic scene where he's wearing a fat suit as Chris Brander from the 2005 movie Just Friends.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yes, it's perfection. Now, he is saying... Like, so many people are wanting to, like, duet him.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, shutting that down. He's not allowing that to happen. So he is dipping his toe into the TikTok world.
Would you
but
look
I think
at that?
Only at a distance.
All right. Would you look
but it's
at
up
that?
There.
All right. Setting the bar stories. What are those, Kelly?
Well, they are stories that depict someone not making a good life choice. So if you can avoid it, then you're winning at life.
Yeah, I don't know if there are rules about, like, chopping down a tree. Or anything like that.
Well, you should probably make sure that the direction you're chopping is not going to force the tree to fall on anyone or anything you don't want it to fall on.
All right, let's get to our setting the bar then. If you can manage to make it through the day without chopping down a tree and it land on your house, then you're doing okay.
Oh God.
Listen, there's audio, there's play-by-play. It's magical.
No. Oh, here it goes. And it's going the wrong way. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it completely takes off the front porch, like the roof on the front porch.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that was not good at all.
I mean, understatement of the year right there.
Well, oh, my God.
That was not good at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? I can only hope that that is going to end up on America's Funniest Home Videos. They're going to win, so then they can have the money to repair the porch. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this video... went viral on Reddit. There's a lot of snow on the ground, so I don't know how recent it is, but it just was posted a day ago.
Well, they probably are just getting to the point emotionally where they can share it and laugh about it a little now.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that was not good at all.
So, listen, who knew that your day was immediately going to be better than that guy's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without chopping down a tree and it landing on your house, then you're doing okay.
See, listen, now I am going to immediately share this with my husband because yesterday he started to repair our screen our screened-in porch.
Yeah.
Quickly realized it was way harder than what he thought. And kind of quit. So now we have like an open space where the screen used to be. And I was going to say, look, babe, at least a tree didn't take out our porch.
This is true. This is true.
This is great.
You know, there are bright sides to everything. And that could be yours. So, yeah, again, setting the bar here. 99.7 DJX. I want to come back to this group therapy real quick. Even though it was overwhelmingly one-sided on 99.7 DJX. talked to a listener who was asking about chores and doing chores.
So I want everyone to tell her I'm not crazy and that housework doesn't have to be split evenly, especially when things like earning money and doing stuff outside of the home are not even.
Yeah, and so that kind of struck a chord with a lot of people. The only reason
he says he works longer, makes more, so he shouldn't have to do, you know, 50-50 of the housework. She should do more.
Yeah. And a lot of people were just like, yo, it is marriage is a compromise. It's a give and take. You shouldn't be keeping score. I think you kept saying that over and over again.
Yeah, he was kind of making it like a competition. And I think that's not a great way to look at it.
Yeah, but I want to bring up Melissa's comment on Facebook real quick, because I think she brings up a good point, and she says, I feel like a lot of people are missing the underlying issue here. It seems to me that he is not feeling appreciated and doesn't necessarily know how to communicate that very well. I'd suggest trying to talk through how you're feeling with your wife, and if you find that difficult, maybe a marriage counselor, and good luck. So yeah, maybe the underlying issue isn't chores. Maybe it's just he doesn't feel appreciated, or, and you know, maybe he's like, I am so happy I got this job. I'm finally earning the money that I want. And she does, when she wants me to take out the trash, you know.
I really hope that he says it exactly like that.
I know. In my mind, but listen, that's how
I get that people need to be appreciated by their spouse.
Yeah.
In the marriage. So, but maybe this wasn't the best way to communicate that.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, a lot of people thought professional counseling might benefit them so that they can learn how to communicate those needs better to each other and figure out a compromise that works for them.
Yeah. And several people are thrown in like what they find useful. Like,
yeah, which is great.
How they split chores, how they divide up duties of the house and all that stuff. So, man. That one, I think, backfired on him because he was wanting everybody to be like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, he totally thought everybody was going to be on team husband.
I know.
So is it like split 50-50 in your household? Do you bicker about this kind of stuff? Do you kind of naturally just gravitate towards certain chores individually?
Yeah, we gravitate towards certain chores individually, yeah.
Okay.
I am a lot of the animal cleanup detail. And, you know, I do a lot of the outdoor stuff. She does a lot of the inside, the cleaning and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think it's, I would say, now if you ask her, maybe Elizabeth, my wife, wouldn't say the same thing, but I would say that it's pretty evenly balanced. If it leans, it leans more to her doing more of the household work. So. I don't.
Yeah. We don't have like certain chores that we always do. A lot mm-hmm. of times we're just switching off. Like whoever's got the time sees it needs to be done, does it.
Does it. Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
There you go.
And no one really seems to complain a lot. So,
all right.
But I end up like vacuuming more. He sometimes will jump on laundry quicker than I will, but I'll end up finishing it. If he cooks, I clean, you know, that kind of thing.
And I'll tell you who
does. Just gonna switch off.
And I'll tell you who doesn't do jack squat. Those are my daughters. mean, man, hey, remember last week when we said to clean your room? I mean, my goodness. So yeah, that's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
But you know, they'll get there and whatever.
Yeah, you know what? I was convinced as a kid that my parents had kids just so they would do chores.
I know, for sure. All right, guys, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up or hear it again. WDGX.com. Click listen. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.